Blog Talk Radio.
Coming live, you heard me, on this Friday, June 8th, and do we have a show for you on this Will Grind Get Swept edition of the Sports Chatter Show, and we bounced out to give y'all a little bit more of that New Orleans flavor. But look, we be right back, Lil Jimmy in the building, we about to pop it off. Look, let that short day sink in. Your dude Uncle Leroy, don't say the Leroy without the Junior, and out without the Uncle, coming at you, heard me, on this Friday, this Sports Chatter edition. And wait, who I got with me, who that is?
Whoa, it's Lil Jimmy, not from the block. What
not
up, world?
From the block.
What's up,
what up, partner? Man, how's it going this Friday?
Man, it's going good, bro. I'm about to, you know, lead it on in. About to watch. I'm not going to watch it, but I'm going to hear about all this sweeping going on, too much sweeping going on. Not enough cleaning up, but it's a lot
Uh-oh.
Of sweeping.
Uh-oh. Yeah, so, you know, hey, this our edition. You know, we got to let the listeners know this our Will LeBron Get Swept edition. So, you know, what you think is going to happen? You think you're going to get swept?
Of course, man. You give away game one. You give away game one. You give it to him in a handbasket at home. The game you're supposed to take. Game three, at home, crowd, all that good stuff, and you still can't do it? I don't think you could be able to pull it off. Nobody's ever come up 3-0, and they still won't ever come up from 3-0. This is going to be an easy sweep.
That's a bold statement right there, man. Like, you know, he is the king. You know, so it's like, you know, all that can be argued. Everyone is
okay.
Agreed.
Okay, I'm
going to
say this. Anybody call in that disagrees, he's the king of the East. And we're going to leave it just like that.
Like that? So you just going to just put him in, you know, so you're going to put him in a little small section? You know what I'm saying? Like,
Rock the mic, king of the East. You know, he ain't the king of nothing else, man, because LeBron's been scared to go to the West. You know, he talked about I want to meet Kobe in the finals and all that other stuff. You could have been played Kobe. You could have been played the West, Duncan and all them big timers 4 times a year in comparison to 2 and hope to meet them in the playoffs. Now, you know, you got Dwayne Wade. Sorry things didn't work out. You finally made it back to the finals, but it shows that you can't handle the West. Hence why everybody was saying that the Western Conference Finals, shout out to my Rockets, we didn't make it the way we wanted to.
Uh-oh.
But, you know, that was the finals. That was the finals. Because they
Real
know
tough.
That this right here, you only go watch it because of the name of it. You go watch it because it's the quote-unquote NBA Finals. Besides that, nobody go watch this trash, man.
Man, you know what? Because I've been seeing a lot of, you know, friends, you know, on my timeline talking about, you know, they don't even want to watch the finals. And if the Cavs win tonight, then that means the NBA is rigged. So do you think, like, it's the NBA is rigged or it's just, like, I don't think the Cavs are going to get swept. 2, because it's the NBA. And 1, because LeBron James is the king. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Like, you're the king.
I'm going to drop it like this. I'm going to say it on this note. The NFL with the owner thing that came out, we'll get about this later. We're talking about the kneeling.
Hold on, what up? We got a Facebook viewer. What up, Jasper Reisman? He's saying, hey, what's up, man? What team you represent? Holla, we put you on the show. But now, what were you saying?
Yeah, I'm saying it's like how the NFL is doing it now, saying how the owners are disagreeing with the kneeling process. We'll talk about that later. I think the NBA, you know, they're not worried about the necessary ratings because Golden State go bring the ratings regardless. Cleveland fans are going to bring the ratings regardless. But the people are now tired of the Golden State-Cleveland rivalry 4 years straight. And I think that, and I can't speak for the whole viewing world, but you already know what the outcome is. They lucked up
right
in Game 7 in that year they won 60-some games. You can say it was fatigue. You can say whatever you want to say about it. But at the end of the day, Cleveland, Golden State can play 100 times. Cleveland not going to win no more than 5. I'm not worried about that.
But right, you know, but the thing is, you know, it was I was talking about that today in the office is whereas, you know, it was one guy said that the Golden State Warriors, they're going to lose tonight. And it was like, oh, okay, hey, there we go. We got Jasper Reisman, he representing the Cavs. Cavs going to win tonight. Yes, sir, salute you. But he was saying that the Golden State Warriors are going to lose tonight. And I was like, that is foolish talk. There's no competitive person going to say that they're going to game plan to lose. You know, so I'm thinking like, okay, yeah, the NBA, you know, may want the team, you know, may want this series to extend for the ratings. But like you said, you know, they're already raking in the money. So
yeah, the money's already there. They don't worry about that part. Not the NBA. There's too many games for the NBA. NFL, maybe. 16 games, you know, 1 game playoffs is that. NBA got 7 games. Yes, you get more money as the games extend. But at the end of the day, the only reason I would say Golden State does not win this game, the only reason is because they want to celebrate at home at the championship. That's it. Because
that's
this is the thing I look at. And that
LeBron James is a GOAT.
He a GOAT-looking person. We not no GOAT, man. This is the conversation I want. Everybody's listening out.
We posted, did you see the one where you said going to another team? I was
exactly
rolling.
This is the thing I post to the world. The LeBron-MJ comparison. This is what I want everybody to do. Take LeBron off his teams, take Jordan off his teams, and switch the two. Would they still get the same results? Jordan, yes, because this hand checking, there's no hand checking right now. Jordan was doing that stuff when he was getting beat up back in the day by all the Eastern and Western Conference teams. Now, LeBron cannot handle hand checking. And I want y'all to go look up Nazi Muhammad, Chicago Bulls. When he went after LeBron, and LeBron was crying like a little girl. LeBron cannot. He cannot.
Wait, I'm about to mute your microphone.
LeBron LeBron versus Rick Mahorn versus Bill Laimbeer versus Kevin McHale. Come on, man. LeBron can't handle the tall people in this generation.
But, yep, that's what I did. And it stinks too, man. It stinks. But what? Well, look, in our group, Facebook group, Sports Talk with Friends, we actually took a vote on: do you think the Golden State Warriors are going to sweep the Cavs tonight? And yeah, more people in our group thought that the Cavaliers are going to get swept tonight. So I'm myself, Uncle Leroy Jr. Don't say the Leroy without the uncle. I think that LeBron James is going to pull it off in the Cavs. They're going to win it in seven. Let's get it. So we moving right along to our fishing trip. So, man, this is going to pop.
So, world, let's just make sure to thank the commission for not being a betting man. Shout out to the fishing trip. What's up, commission?
Hey, look. Hey, we back up in here. So one of the Facebook viewers, he asked, do we think LeBron James would join Golden State? LeBron? That's
I think that honestly will ruin everything. LeBron don't have no rings. Maybe it's a thought, but LeBron not coming to the West. As much as I'm a Rockets fan, I don't want him personally. He's not coming to the West.
LeBron James is the king of the East, so I think you're saying LeBron James fear the West, but. Man, we're going to go right back. We still got this NBA segment, but we got to go ahead on and just keep this intro going to our fishing trip. So it's about to be going down this weekend in Galveston. So Facebook group Sports Talk with Friends, we got this chartered fishing trip that is going down in Galveston. We're taking off at Galveston Yacht and Basin. And so far, we got five members going down. So it's going to be pretty cool. We're going to be fishing, saltwater fishing in the Gulf of Mexico. And so, fishing before?
I would love it, man. I would want it to be there. It happened to be on. We all, me and Mike Lowry himself, can't speak for him as much. We were thinking it was on Saturday. When we said it was Sunday, we could make it. But we know the commish, no fish, will hold us down, man. We know you're going to do it. But trust me, bro. Getting out there on that water, that's something serious out there, man. Pulling that fish up on that boat. We just hope that. I think the best thing for anyone who hasn't been on a chartered fishing trip is your captain. If you have a damn good captain, you're going to do very well with the spots, with everything, man. You know if you have a good trip because of your captain. Trust me. But watch it. Pictures coming soon from Commish. So
you know they gonna. You know we're gonna be live in the group. You hear me? You know we're gonna be live.
How many he missed, y'all? Look, shout out to everybody Facebook Live. Everybody call in. Over under three fish. How many commits go miss? Over
hey.
Under three.
Hey, for real. Hey, we gotta put. We gotta put that in the group. How many fishes you think? Cause you know, give you a little history on myself. The last time we had a fishing trip. Or the last time I ever pulled anything out the water, it was a snapping turtle. And
wow.
I felt so comfortable. Hey, don't you be laughing at me. I'm a little sensitive.
That's better than Mike Lowry. Mike Lowry pull up them cigarette butts, bro. It's all good. The seaweed, man. Make that salad.
Well, man, I pulled it out. Then I needed Ziggy. I felt horrible because I tried to pull a hook out his neck. And I couldn't pull it out, so we just threw him back in the water. I was just like, man, this fool going to grow his whole life with a hook in his neck. So that's kind of weird.
Shout out to Gamenshi, ruining lives out here in the water, bro.
Hey, that's what I do. Back in town. But, hey, you know what I'm saying? There's always something going on, all type of events. That's what separates our Facebook group from anything else. Sports Talk with Friends, always got fantasy sports going, always got sports, always got podcasts, and we always doing something, always got events. And coming up after this Sunday for our Father's Day, we having a barbecue out here in Dallas, Texas. So, you know, if you're out here in the Dallas DFW area, definitely come out to Keys Park or actually join our Facebook group. It's Sports Talk with Friends. Man, my mouth getting all dry right now, man. Like,
Hey, go ask that snapping turtle for some water, bro. He need it, bro.
Ooh. dirty. That's dirty. But look, we about to take a quick break. And man, if y'all don't know, we always got big things popping on our channel. We got a marketing podcast coming up, but we always, every Tuesday, like the sun shines, upright and set. The Ed Robinson Show going to be coming on 6:30 Tuesday. Definitely tune in. You know, catch us on Blog Talk Radio. Catch us in our Facebook group, Sports Talk with Friends. But, hey, it might not be your plan. It's always our plan. You hear me? That's what I take for granted. I be feeling off beat and everything. I don't, you know, I think this CD be dragging. That's what I'm going to blame it on, because I be feeling off beat. But, hey, this is dude Uncle Leroy Jr. coming back after a break. I had to take a drink of water. Now I got my dude, Mr. Mike Lowry. What's up?
Wow. What's going on with y'all, fellas?
Man, we cool. We coolin'. Man, we just about to break up into our sports section. And as we get it started, we're going to have little Jimmy bring in our baseball, fantasy baseball league.
As y'all already know, world, it's your boy, little Jimmy. You know, not from the block. From our Sports Talk Facebook group. You know, we run every league, every sport. But fantasy baseball, only top four matter. You know how it is. We give y'all shout-outs because at the end of the season, when y'all don't make it, where I am going to be, shout-out to the commission at the bottom. Don't have no excuse. You go. One, still got two-time champ going strong. He's 6.5 games over second place. Second place is Jew Panic with 51 wins, 29 losses, 10 ties. Kendrick's team is third place. And running out our top four is out the park. 45-38-7. You know, shout out to the two people that matter. Myself, sixth place, three games behind fourth place, and the commish himself. Somebody hand me some binoculars. He's 11 out of 12, 24 and a half games out of first place. Ooh, that one hurt. Only the two teams that matter in the MLB right now, AL East, Yankees are leading the Boston Red Sox by a half a game. Cleveland is leading the second-place Detroit Tigers, four games in the Central. And in the West, as we speak today, Seattle's over Houston by a game. And the wild card, Boston and Houston's the wild card, Yankees, Seattle, and Cleveland at the top. In the NL, Washington, Nationals, and Atlanta Braves actually tied at the top first place right now. The Chicago Cubs, shout out to y'all Cubs fans. I didn't believe in them, but they're back up top. They're tied with Milwaukee at the top first place for the Central. And the Arizona Diamondbacks is leading the Colorado Rockies a half a game over. And all y'all Dodgers fans wondering where y'all are, y'all are climbing back up. Y'all are 31-31 along with the Giants. They're only a game and a half out of first place in the West. The two teams in the NL that's leading the wild card right now is Milwaukee and Atlanta, with Chicago, Washington, and Arizona at the top. So that's our MLB segment. Man, it's a lot. And I do mean a lot going on in football, although we have nothing going on but OTAs right now. But there's something very interesting happened from one of my personal favorite wide receivers of all time. And I'm going to let Mr. Mike Lowry with the Mike Lowry segment.
Mr.
Mike Lowry in the building. What's going on, fellas? Let's get down with this sports talk with this NFL news. So the big news, if you haven't heard, T-Ho is declining his invitation to his Hall of Fame ceremony.
Now, me personally,
he hasn't came out and completely said it. But knowing the type of person T.O. is, he still feels slighted because he wasn't the first ballot Hall of Fame. So, me personally, I applaud his decision. Because why be around a bunch of people that you don't like in the first place? So, this is a stand-up moment to me. I know, in my opinion, I respect his decision, and I totally understand where he's coming from. But I've been hearing a whole lot of backlash. I caught Michael Irvin's response and Chris Carter and all these other guys saying that they feel like he's wrong for not wanting to be there with all the other guys, the same guys who was telling him to just sit back and wait his turn when he was clearly by far the second best receiver in the history of the game. The numbers don't lie. You put Randy Moss in the first ballot, except the same guy that said he played when he won. You put him in first ballot, but T.O. has to wait because y'all didn't like him personally. So me personally, I applaud this stance by T.O., and I want to know you guys' opinion on this T.O. situation.
So before we get too deep into it, I did hear he said he decided not to go because he had to be doing something that he actually enjoys in terms of celebrating his induction, which, you know, I think that is an awesome way instead of following the same old rules, the quote-unquote slavery rules, which people call the NFL now, telling us what to do, when to do, how to do it. So there's a lot of people, and I heard one of the voters come out and say, if I know he wasn't going to go, I wouldn't have voted for him. That just shows you, you know, people are not looking at his numbers. People are looking at him as a man. And I think when you look at, and I think, and Commissioner put this back out in a group way back when with the Lakers, he put Jason Kidd's numbers and Lonzo Ball's numbers. It's like without faces. So who you think the better player is? It's not about the person himself. In a sport, I think it's about your numbers. And they're making this too personal with T.O., thinking, okay, he's a guy that caused all this ruckus, spiking the ball on Dallas' star and doing all the stuff with the Eagles when they went to the Super Bowl. Don't worry about all that. That man had his production. He did the things he had to do. He had to take the backlash of not being able to continue his Hall of Fame career when he wanted to because of the bad decisions he made off the field financially. People just lowball him, kind of sort of like they're lowballing Kaepernick and other people and other stories. But I believe that if this is the way that you want to do it, you made it, right? That's how you want to do it. It's similar to asking your child, what you want to do for your birthday? This is your birthday. You want to celebrate? You made the honor roll? You graduated? What do you want to do? And I think that's the way he wants to do it, because at the end of the day, they're still going to scoff his face. So, why not celebrate?
And he's still going to get his jacket.
Long jacket. This is his home. He's going to get what he's going to do. But I think
that can be
personal, messing up.
because, like, me, myself, I would have preferred him going in that thing casket clean and laughing in all their faces, letting him know, because now he's playing into the person who they knew he was. So, you know, but, it was in a group. It was like, I asked, like, this seems unprecedented. Who does not go? That's like you not showing up for your birthday party. Who does that? That is the weirdest thing.
I mean, but the T.O. that we have all known and grown to get to learn about holds grudges.
That's right,
that has been clear about it. And when he was snubbed as a first ballot Hall of Famer,
I wouldn't expect nothing else less.
You knew it was going to be personal. And wow. every year, once he came to a point where he was like, you know what, I don't need a validation from the Hall. I know I'm a Hall of Famer. That right there should have put it out there that he had something up his sleeve when he finally did get in there. So I'm not surprised by it. I'm just upset that they took a personal route instead of just going by what he did on the field. Because on the field, the conversation is not even close.
It's not even
a debate about it.
Oh, but, okay, that's the thing. But when you're trying to get enshrined, it's your legacy. It's not just the numbers. You know, so it's
okay. Okay, so Ray Lewis did his thing, but Ray Lewis had his charges. Are you going to take the things he did before the NFL, during the NFL, and the things he have done and actually said after the NFL against him, one of the best middle linebackers of all time?
Don't use Ray. Let's use a better example. Let's go with the two receivers that had a lot of say about him. Let's talk Chris Carter and Michael Irvin. Two known drug offenders, history of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Irvin was the first ballot Hall of Famer, despite everything he went through. His numbers don't even compare to T.O. numbers on the field. Chris Carter, if I'm not mistaken, was also a first ballot Hall of Famer, despite all the things he did. Because a lot of people like to ignore his years at Philly when he was in and out of trouble all the time, which is why he ended up in Minnesota. So these are the guys that's trying to give T.O. advice on how to handle the situation when they got in despite everything they did. But T.O. didn't get in first ballot like he deserved.
Listen to what you're saying.
Oh, because
right,
everybody took it personal.
But the thing is, what would you say? You said, why would he listen to someone who got in with all of their baggage the first round? That's my point. That's just like when someone was trying to get back into the league and they say, you know what? You need to talk to Michael Vick because he knows how to get back in.
I got a question. We're not talking about him doing anything bad. This man has made a decision about not want to go to the introduction. Like, I don't want to be
that is bad. That is like, how do you not say that is bad? Like, that is, you know what? I'm sorry. That's not bad. That is stupid. That is foolish and stupid. Like, how do you not go to a party for you? I don't understand that. Like,
everybody's drinking the Kool-Aid. You got to drink the Kool-Aid too. Like, I understand it, bro. So you're telling me that it's a personal decision. It's not a personal decision if you have to go there or not. It's not. You just have to go. You're invited.
I mean, it is a personal decision.
You're a Hall of Famer. You have to go. No.
What you just said, right? You're a Hall of Famer, and that is expected of a Hall of Famer. That's what I'm saying. So he's not even acting like a Hall of Famer. He's acting like the T.O. who spiked the ball, who wants to do the wave and the whatever, the Kama Sutra on the Dallas Star. Like, how disrespectful is that? You know, that I don't, like, to me, I wouldn't be surprised if they withdraw their ballot for him. Then what are you going to do?
Hold up. I don't understand why you withdrawing it because the man don't want to go. Like, what the?
Because it's a Hall of Famer. It's a Hall of Fame.
I don't feel like being bothered. That's it, right? It's like, you gonna take my inflatables down? You gonna bring my balloons back to the store?
Yeah.
Like,
All of that. It's gone. It's so. I'm sucking somebody up. I'm subbing you out. I'm telling you.
Okay, look, like this. I got a question. Here we go. We're going to put the plug in on a fishing trip. The fishing trip is already paid for and everything. So what's the cap going to do? He going to still go out? In your honor, right?
If we don't show up?
Okay,
he's still going fishing on your dime.
We still going to do it. And that's what,
boom,
that's what
wait.
It's such a bad thing. He don't want to be there. Like, I don't want to be there. Right. I want to celebrate my own way.
And you know what that does? That's the same type of reaction of kneeling during a national anthem. Same type of behavior, same type of mentality. So what do you think is going to happen? You don't think that, you know, you don't think that them people are insulted by him not wanting to show up?
No doubt. Yes, they are. I believe that they're highly offended. But I think you're taking away your freedom of speech in this instance. Yes,
who's
that's
speaking?
What all Hall of Famers done.
Who's speaking?
I got a question. Okay. So if all the people who have been dead and gone that made Hall of Famers, their family go there, can his family just go represent him?
Repeat that again. What did you say?
People who have been dead and gone, and they still made the Hall of Fame. Their family went and represented them and got their jacket, their enshrinement, whatever they do. Can his family go there and everybody still feel the same way?
Wait, hold on. Wait, okay, so you're saying that when they were passed and they had enshrined them, but he's not dead. He's not dead, though.
Actually, he going to be dead to the world after this.
Exactly. That's what, you know, and that's why I'm like, you know, that is just ridiculous. Like, you know, he got the limelight. Why not use it for his advantage? Why still prove that he's still the arrogant, you know, person?
Because it's Theo.
So, for a small question, like if say hypothetically he do show up, what honestly do you expect for him to do when he get on this? Like are you actually expecting him to go up there and give a regular Hall of Fame speech, or do you think he'd take that moment and bash everybody that kept him out of there? Because that's
the reason
I really think he don't want to.
He will not get a moment to speak. That's the thing. He's not on a program.
They
got
to give him a speech. They got to give him a speech if he show up. If he show up, he has to be on the program. He has to get introduced. He has to give his Hall of Fame speech.
Okay, you might be right on that. Because every Hall of Fame, you know what? I think they're going to then act. Like little Jimmy said, he's dead. They gonna bring up his family to get his tribe.
Because we all know they do not want him there because he's not gonna cooperate. I know that speech is gonna work.
Exactly. Because he's T.O. Just because I don't care what y'all say. I'm T.O. I'm gonna do what I want.
That's true, and you know, and that's what's gonna kill his legacy. You know, and that's why, you know, it's like, man, you got an opportunity to make that right. Why not do that? Why continue with this T.O. rhetoric?
The thing that Mike Lowry spoke of, I think it's just being petty. Regardless if you first, second, third ballot, whatever ballot Hall of Famer you are, at the end of the day, you get a gold jacket and you can call yourself a Hall of Famer, regardless of whatever ballot that you made it on. I believe, and I think Mike Lowry is 200% correct on that, thinking, you know what, since y'all made me like this, being that I'd have had to wait and I'm not a first battle like these other people, I'm going to do what I want. I think there's a lot of arrogancy within that, but it shows that, you know, he's his own man and he's not going to be ran by, quote unquote, the man. But it's still unfair to true football.
Okay, so to your statement that he's his own man, now, that sounds emotional. Everything that you just described to me sounds emotional. So you saying to me that he's an emotional man? Because
everybody knows he's emotional.
Okay.
That's the same one that cried for his quarterback.
Exactly.
He cried for his quarterback.
Yeah.
He's very emotional.
Don't forget that Dallas fan. Where the Dallas fans at? Let y'all listen. Y'all wide receivers cried before on and after the field. Remember that. Okay.
Yeah, he clearly took it personally when he was snubbed. And now that he has his opportunity to give payback, he's going to take that opportunity.
Yeah.
Because he's emotional. Exactly. That's all I've been waiting to hear. Right. You know, he's emotional. So, you know, that's what took him so long from getting there, his emotions.
Okay,
but his emotions shouldn't have had nothing to do with it.
The question for Chris, when the last time I heard anything about T.O.? When the last time I heard anything about him?
This a couple months ago when you were talking about he's going to re-enter the league at the age of 40 or something.
And you know that was
me. His workout did look good, though.
His workout did look good.
But at the end of the day, they're not going to allow him that opportunity, just like they're going to allow the opportunity for Kaepernick. That man's not going to do that. He's doing it for money. He's not doing it for the love of the game, because we talked about this for the last show. They have many different alternate routes to play a sport, football. He wants to be in the NFL. If you want to play ball, go play ball. Okay, Stephon Marbury, right? NBA, yes, he had a pretty decent NBA career, but he went somewhere to play ball. Not necessarily the NBA, but he went because he loved the game. If T.O., Kaepernick, anybody else loved the game, go play somewhere else. T.O. tried to make this bad statement. And what I was saying with the question I stated to Kamish, he's doing this right now because he's getting the limelight, i.e. Kanye. Anything happens, I'm going to blow up and say the things that I want to say because I have the spotlight right now. Okay, why, what spotlight does he have? Hall of Fame. What can I do to make everybody mad at me? I ain't going to show up. So, y'all go, take it around. Y'all mad? Oh, well, I'm not going to show up. Now, y'all have to talk about me. And it's for a show you look at right now, including ours, as we're talking about it, everybody will talk about it. That's all he wants, the spotlight.
That is true. You know, because he's always been one to want the spotlight, you know, but I think, I don't know, you know, I think there's something more planned for him because they have to curb this type of behavior because if they don't stop it now, it's going to continue. Then it's going to spread. So they're going to have to do, the league's going to have to do something. So I wouldn't be surprised if they say that they was, what did you say?
No, say for our Facebook Live listeners and people listening, if you got a way to chime in on this, if this is a new wave of things being started, who do you personally believe will be the next one if voted to the Hall of Fame to not make it, to not want to go there like T.O. is? Who do you believe another person will do the same thing?
I don't think there's anybody else that would ever do that, bro.
Marshawn Lynch?
I think he was very unique. You know why?
Everyone who said, hey, I'm about to burn you like T.O., all of them. Everyone who looked up to T.O., everyone who has his style, everyone he touched, that's who's going to do that. And then everyone who sees that they can get away from it, everyone who sees the attention they can get, the likes they can get, this is going to spread so quickly to where then we're not going to have a Hall of Fame. It's just going to be a publicity stunt like watching the beginning of a football game. That's ridiculous. So I think they need to put something on him to make him come there because if not, this is just going to ruin the Hall of Fame. Everything that people worked hard for is just going to be a mockery of who's going to show up. And who, it's going to be, what is that, like the Grammys? The Grammys? Or who's showing up?
True.
So
I think that's true. I personally, it will only spread if people have that arrogance. See, like we spoke of him doing this because, you know, his emotions. I think the only other person I could believe personally that won't do it, but not necessarily a negative tip would be Marshawn Lynch. I think he won't go, i.e., or to the White House, regardless of whoever was in the White House at the time. I think it was Obama. It's not the fact that I don't like Obama. It's the fact that I'm Marshawn Lynch. I just don't do it.
Right. And then what's crazy, and that's what I talk about, the impact of social media, is he got a commercial. So they condone that behavior, you know, that rebellious behavior. You know, what was that? When he got, was it the Skittles come out? The Skittles commercial, whatever that was when he was in the classroom. You know, I was just like, wow. You know, so definitely things are changing, you know, and it's quickly changing. So who do y'all think, we're going to put it on the record because the game is tonight. Mike Lowry, we got to hit you first, sir. Who do you think going to win?
Golden State. By a blowout. There's no way Steph Curry and Klay Thompson gonna have 10 and 11 points again. You can't win that game. You don't deserve to win no other game. So I got Golden State by at least 20 tonight.
Mark it down. Hold up. Now wait, I got the pen. Mike Lowry. Y'all see that, fan? Mike Lowry. ML. How many points?
Golden State by at least 20 tonight.
GSW by 20. All right. Little Jimmy, not from the block. What you got?
Yeah, here we go. I'm going to say gunshot wound, GSW. We're going to say by 17 because they're winning by 21, but Cleveland gets fouled at the end. Make four free throws and make two garbage baskets because they have to give the fans a little something to clap about and thank them for being a part of their season.
I'm going out here. Like my dude, El Chapo, Mo Jeff, I'm riding the wave, you hear me? I'm going out on a limb. 15. Give it up to All Hell King Brown Brown. Mark it down. Cavs by 15.
15 what? No, lose about 50. All right, I got you.
Y'all see that? Mark it down. On the look, on the paper.
Lose about 15, right.
15 by the Cavs. Mark it down.
Come on, you got something to look up over there?
Brian is going to be at the strip club tonight. Mark it down.
But Commission laying out on us, bro. He got good in his cup over there, man. He needs to share it with us.
Hey, look. And we about to take a break. Boom.
I want to know who motherfucking representing it here tonight. Hold on.
Louisiana shit. Murder on the beat. Something for y'all to cut up to, you know? Yeah. Everybody get your motherfucking roll on. I know shorty and she doesn't want no slow song. Had a man last year, life goes on. Haven't let a thing loose, girl, in so long. You been inside, know you like to lay low. I've been peeping what you bringing to the table. Working hard, girl, everything paid for. First, last phone bill, car, no cable. With your phone out, gotta hit them angles. With your phone out, snapping like you Fable. And you showing off, but it's alright. And you showing off, but it's alright. But it's your life.
Boom, that's a real one in your reflection. But it's your dude, Uncle Leroy, coming back with Mike Lowry and Lil Jimmy. Ooh, that boy got balls. You know what I'm saying? Sign me up. You hear me? Cash money ain't there.
Hershey balls, y'all. Chocolate balls. No nuts.
but, man, look, all good things must come to an end. And I hate ending it. You know what I'm saying? But look. Got to give a shout out to the Robinson Show. Tune out, Lord. Tune in every Tuesday, 6:30 p.m. And then we got this upcoming Marketing with Friends, another group we have, and another podcast show. So be on the lookout for that. Big up to everybody who's coming out on a fishing trip. Hey, got a doozy here. But look, what y'all got to say before we roll out, man?
Shout out to all the listeners, you know. Appreciate y'all listening. Sports Talk with Friends, Facebook group. Get at us. You know how we do. We touch down with all sports. I'll give a shout out to the Washington Capitals, man. Alex Ovechkin finally got in one. So we touch everything. We got the Doll playing in the finals again. Thank you playing Dominique Thiem. That's for the men's. And the women's, we got to go. So my favorite tennis player, my second favorite tennis player, Simona Halep playing Sloan Stevens, who's trying to go for a second title this year after winning the U.S. Open. Once again, we touch everything. Shout out to, you know, Kamish. Good luck to him on a fishing trip. Me and Mike Lobby will be hoping for you not catching another snapping turtle, hooking him in the neck. Bro, giving him that IC in the neck. But look, good luck to y'all, man. Can't wait to see the pictures. But once again, man, get at us, bro. Sports Talk with Friends on the Facebook group. And, you know, whatever topics you need, you know, we'll talk about it. Throw it in the group.
That's what we do.
Well, no,
Mr. Mike Lowry, drop some nuggets for us, you heard? Give us one of these Mike Lowry, you know what I'm saying? Like, drop, you know, sprinkle a little pill juice on.
Well, you know, my first big up, man, all y'all for listening and everybody going on a fishing trip, y'all have fun. You know what I'm saying? I wish I could join y'all fellas, but I promise, I will not miss the next one. Being Lil Jimmy will be there. And the only Mike Lowry tip I got for y'all for the weekend is, if you're going out on that boat, don't be ashamed as people of color. Put that sunscreen on, cover your skin, because it gets hot out there, especially when you ain't catching no fish like Commission going to be.
You won't feel no fish. You in the middle of the water.
I'm spooked. I might catch Katrina relapse. You heard my start seeing by. I don't know. My God.